Hello and welcome to the ESG Fitness Podcast. This episode is going to be all about how your habit tracker might be setting you up for failure and a better solution for you. And this will be very actionable things that you can actually do and hopefully help you point out where you've been falling for kind of like all or nothing tendencies, which are holding you back from achieving your goals. So I, as well as the vast majority of the fitness industry, or at least the good ones, talk a lot about consistency and habits. And I personally talk a hell of a lot about imperfect action. Imperfect action is kind of my thing, definitely how I live my life. And it's often like the clicking point for a lot of clients. And imperfect action is very closely linked to consistency when you understand it, and especially when you incorporate range targets, which is another big coaching pillar of mine. And the amount of feedback I get from clients that say that those two concepts alone change their whole approach to dieting, and sometimes I feel quite cringe about saying this, but or like bold statement, but the amount of feedback we get that is like, this changed my life, and I applied it to all areas of my life, and it changed my life considerably just applying these principles. I work with a lot of women who have tried hundreds of diets before and have yo-yoed up and down for years, and this for them is the clicking point and the key to long-term sustainable fat loss. Now, back to my point, consistency isn't about trying to be perfect, and a lot of people get this wrong. Trying to be perfect looks like hitting your targets for 12 days in a row and getting a nice little streak and then giving up as soon as you miss a day. Now, imperfect action looks like doing your best every day and accepting that some days that might look pretty perfect and other days it won't, right? Your 100% effort looks very different on different days. Some days 100% effort might be doing 5,000 steps because you've not been well, and other days your 100% effort might be doing 15,000 steps, but you've still given your best that day. The key to imperfect action and why it gets you such better results is you no longer have the excuse of perfectionism to give up, right? A lot of people hit this 12-day streak and then they have one day that they miss and they feel like they've ruined everything. The opposite is true for imperfect action. And this nicely brings me on to how your habit tracker is setting you up for failure, and it's streaks. Streaks are the opposite of imperfect action. It is one of my pet hates having the streaks function on most habit trackers. It encourages this all or nothing thinking. It sets you up for inevitable failure. It is completely unrealistic to think that you will tick off a habit every single day. The reality is you won't hit your steps every day. You won't journal every day. You won't always stick to your calorie target. That shouldn't be the goal, or you're always, always, always going to fall short of it. Especially the way that most habits or targets are set up, right? Your calorie target is 1600, right? So you've either done it or you haven't. It's very black and white. It's very all or nothing. It's very on it or off it. And this kind of thinking is the difference between, let's say you did 12 days in a row and then you missed a day. You might be, you know, you'd probably think if you were focusing on streaks, I've ruined everything. Now I'm back to day one again. Or you could zoom out a little bit and you're like, oh, out of 13 days, I did it for 12 days. That's actually pretty damn good consistency. I better continue with this consistency. Now, the actions are the same, but your interpretation and subsequent behaviours are very different. When you miss a day now, you're like, oh, well, better get back on it tomorrow because I'm aiming for consistency over time. Versus, I've ruined everything because I've lost my little streak. Now, given that imperfect action is so fundamental to how I coach, I decided to develop a tracker that focuses on averages over time, because that is what actually gets you results, not how long your streak is. So this imperfect action tracker that I have adequately named incorporates range targets as well. And the absolute magic of range targets is that they are so simple and yet so unbelievably effective. The way that we set targets is based on always moving forward. So you finish each day, even just slightly closer to your goal. When you do that consistently over time and you focus on living your life, while you also work towards your goals, rather than always looking for the outcome result and always be putting off by the scales and always be feeling impatient. I just said that and really always be feeling impatient. Is that a really weird way to say that? I think it is. But anyway, you'll be amazed at the results that you get without sacrifice, without always questioning yourself, without beating yourself up, when you know I'm just moving forward every day. And some days I'll move forward at a quicker rate than other days. A lot of our members call this their epiphany moment, when they realize that, hey, actually fat loss doesn't have to be miserable. I don't have to be really strictly on a diet or off a diet. There's this middle gray area. In fact, there's this huge difference between, I'm going to come onto this, but with your range targets, when people are like, oh, it didn't hit my 1600 calories. Oh, well, screw it. Like, what are you doing? You're probably still in a deficit, but you've just ruined it because of how you think about it. Like, if you're, I don't know, if your maintenance calories are 2000 and your fat loss, optimal fat loss calories are 1600, if you are anywhere within that range, you're losing fat that day. You are in a deficit that day and you are going to finish the day losing fat. Now, the mindset of I'm just going to give up as soon as I go slightly over that target, that's what's holding you back. And that's what's setting you up for failure, because inevitably you will. That always happens. Life gets in the way, even for the most disciplined person. So my point here, fat loss doesn't have to be miserable. And we believe that diet and exercise, when done right, should add to your life, not take away from it. It's meant to give you more capacity to ultimately enjoy your life more and show up at your best for it. And as an example for fat loss, if we go back to 2000 calories-ish being your maintenance needs, I might set your range targets as 1600 to 2000 calories. Now, anywhere within that range, you're going to be losing fat. If you're closer to 1600, your optimal fat loss target, you're going to lose fat quicker. If you're closer to 2000, which is your non-negotiable target, you'll lose fat slower. But the important part is you're always moving in the direction of your goal. And focusing on direction over speed will get you there faster and in a more enjoyable way. And if you stay within those range targets, even for just 6 weeks, which is totally doable because of the way that we set them up and because of the support that we give you, you will be amazed at what you can achieve. If you're ready to try something new, join Commit to Six today. Don't join in January. In fact, I purposely haven't done an intake in January because I want to prove to people that you can live your life, you can enjoy Christmas. I literally just had someone sign up. Where is she? I've signed up and paid this morning. I'm looking forward to this and pushing myself at a time when it really feels like I could have the excuse of, I'll just do it in January. I've got a holiday to the Philippines and a business trip to the Middle East over this time period. So it'll be a great way to adjust my mindset to imperfect action. I'm way too much of a perfectionist. And I'm like, yes, you are who I want to sign up. I cannot wait to prove to you that you can do it all, that you can enjoy your holiday. And this is the point. If you're over-restricting to get to your goal, how do you think you're going to maintain it? Firstly, you probably won't even get there. And if you do, you will have sacrificed a lot of exciting things along the way, because realistically, fat loss takes time, right? And no one has a 6, a 12, maybe it depends how much fat you have to lose, but it might even be a 6-month period of fat loss to put their whole life on hold. This is why you need to learn to live your life while you're in a little bit of a deficit too, and enjoy yourself like this woman will, with going on holiday and going on business trips while you're also working towards your goal. It is completely doable. And this is why at this time of year as well, I think a lot of people, and you'll see this a lot with content in the fitness industry, of like, oh, you know, like, take your foot off the gas at this time of year, or here's your unconditional permission to eat or whatever. I'm like, that's how we eat all the time. My clients are continuing to lose fat over Christmas because they're not over-restricting if they choose to. Some of them aren't. Some of them are. Some of them want to stay at maintenance. Some of them aren't so bothered, but they're going in with a choice, a decision, an empowered choice that they've made with some purpose. Like, they live their life with intent. I'd say that's the fundamental difference. And you'll enjoy your life so much more if you do that. So if you're ready to do that, head to the link in the show notes, which will take you to the Commit to Six website. You can read all about it. You can sign up there. I have a very small intake starting on Monday, purposely did it like this. And then I won't be doing an intake until February. And I just want to add a few comments from our members here, because it's one thing me saying it, but it's quite another from hearing from our members. So these are people who are just finishing up on their 6 weeks. And this woman said, it's been life-changing. As a mid-50s woman, there cannot be many diets I haven't tried. However, Commit to Six has been an epiphany. Giving me the tools to make decisions about food while being fully supported has been radical. There has been no fat shaming, no blame culture. And when I have had blips, this has been... Oh, sorry. Can't, obviously, it's me. I can't read very well. There has been no fat shaming or blame culture when I have had blips. This has been 6 weeks that has changed my relationship with food, which at 50 years old is pretty incredible. The amount of diets that she's probably gone on and off, and finally finding that peace. And I think that will resonate with a lot of people who feel like, oh, well, I felt like this my whole life, so this just must be me, or how fat loss works, or how I feel about diet and exercise. Trust me, it doesn't have to be that way, and you can change, and we can support you to do that. Okay, another one. I've loved Commit to Six. Straight away, I felt the mindset shift. This is nothing like any other diet I've ever done. Accountability, bi-weekly check-ins, and coaching made a huge difference to me. I understand the food side more than I ever have with any other plan, and I'm amazed at how much larger my meals can be with all of the added full portions of veg. Love a bit of veg. Here's another one. I have absolutely loved 6 weeks of Commit to Six. Do you know what? My dyslexia is very much coming out today. At least you know I'm not just making these up because I can't actually read them. Anyway, this is honestly the first quote-unquote diet that I've started and managed to maintain, and I've tried a lot. The part that's had the biggest impact for me is the mindset work and the shift. It's been such a game changer for me and has helped me realize that this lifestyle is doable. Thank you all so much for your time and for sharing your expertise. You've all honestly changed my life, and I hope to continue this so that I never have to quote unquote diet again. Gosh, all right, I'm going to do one more before I just literally can't read. And I love this one because you will see. The weights routine has completely changed my arms. I had sort of deflated cellulite on my inner arms, which I was so resigned to at the age of 62. It looks so much better. Also, I've had not one incident of binging or pressing the effort switch, as we call it. But I don't feel like I'm white knuckling it at all. It all feels very balanced. Imagine having sexy, well, you don't need to imagine, but if you want to have sexy arms at 62, hit me up. The link to sign up is in the show notes. There's also a link to WhatsApp me directly. If you want to WhatsApp me the word commit so that I know where you've come from. We can have a little chat, make sure it's a good fit for you, and then get you signed up for the last diet that you'll ever need.